What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? It's been a while. Actually, I'm not going to say it's been a while. I've just been trying to do my thing with the software development program that I'm in. It's taking a lot out of me, but I'm still trying to at least put out content on some way, shape, or form. I have not put out stuff on social media because I know I can make an excuse, and I'll make the excuse right now and then try to figure out a way. But I'm trying to figure out a rebrand. And I'm not saying I'm rebranding like I'm doing something new. Look, I'm just trying to figure out what can I do that I love, you know what I'm saying, that'll make you love it as well. Something that gives value to you. I've been busy with this program because this program takes a lot out of you. You are there from, you know, my day is catered from to that program from 7 in the morning to about 10 p.m. at night. 7 in the morning to 10 p.m. at night, I am doing software development, whether it's in class, one-on-one with an instructor, with my peers, or by myself. So I am constantly just being busy doing that shit. And I'll tell you, man, it's crazy. What I love about this whole idea, though, this journey, is the growth that's coming out of it. It's beating me up. I feel sometimes just emotional over it. Like, I feel embarrassed, ashamed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, like all my whole class is definitely ahead of me. You know, they grasp the concepts. Yes, some people, quote unquote, having trouble, but they grasp the concepts a lot better than I do. I'm now getting like one-on-one help throughout the day, whether it's in class or before class or on break or after. I'm the one who's definitely staying behind because I am behind. But guess what? I'm thankful for this because I have not had a discomforting experience like this or just in general in a while. Not since Vipassana. Not since I remember when I had a shitty ass job or when I was quitting the previous job. Like, I haven't had those experiences because I know now I'm leveling up. And it's obvious that I'm leveling up as I'm learning now how to be a software developer. But really, it's really kicking my ass because I cater my day around this course. It's caused me to definitely be healthier, sleep a little bit better, go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, do meditation, journaling, visualization, all that wonderfulness, because shit, I want my brain to function well so I can learn. But I swear, like, I do recommend people to get back into the uncomfortable states. It really, like, it's just amazing. I think that's what it underlyingly is. It's the fact that I am being pushed and challenged. And it's not the coding that's bothering it, that's, you know, I'm gonna say bothering me, but yeah, it's not the coding that's making me feel all these rush of different emotions and thoughts. It's not the coding itself. It's the everything about it. My peers, my instructors, all that in a bag of tricks. Everything, actually, it's all encompassing. I mean, the code, yes, it's you know, the code is definitely there. Maybe it could be secondary. But it's me having to learn this, and it's me taking that responsibility and putting, don't want to just say the blame, but the responsibility on me to take that initiative to learn and better myself. I'm picking up a skill. You know, they always say pick up skill so that you could be an asset to your community and be an asset to the market and the industry and be an asset to yourself. And here's a new skill I'm picking up. It's fucking making websites and mobile applications. It's making security stuff that you can sign, you know, for you to feel secure whenever you're on a website or an application. It's software. It's developing systems. It's making your time so when you scroll through on Instagram, you have a wonderful, happy experience. So all these things I'm learning, and I'm thankful, and I got to remind myself about that. So, I just wanted to get on this just to tell you how uncomfortable I feel, and I'm thankful for that. I remind myself that I'm thankful for the discomfort. I'm thankful that, you know, my peers are like actually annoyed because I ask too much questions that holds up the class, or the fact that I'm, even when we're doing shit, like I feel like I'm Gomer Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. I feel I am Gomer Pyle, or whatever his name is. They called him Gomer Pyle I'm behind. But I know I'm going to get out being the roughest. Hopefully I don't kill myself. No, I'm not going to kill myself. But I'm going to come out fucking hardcore. Because I'm getting fucking... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, anyways, I hope you guys are doing something that's making you uncomfortable. Because uncomfortable brings you into a confident, strong position, ultimately. It brings you into an open-minded way of conducting your life. So please do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Once again, guys, I love you guys, and I hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful, healthy, happy, and uncomfortable day. Talk to you soon.